Thank you, Pat. Okay, I'm going to suggest that we move on to the other portion of the meeting, which is, and I'm not sure, I want to make sure everybody's heard the same thing that we heard for the first time, so I'm going to have to repeat that. So if we've got something to do for 5 minutes, please go ahead and do it. But so it is actually 6:51. For those who are just joining us now, I'll briefly outline the meeting format and the rules of the forum so that everyone understands the process and we can ensure a respectful and productive night. Each speaker will be given 3 minutes to share their comments. After you've had your turn, if you wish to speak again to provide new information, please let staff know. They will place your name on a waiting list, and once everyone has had their initial opportunity to speak, we will return to that list in order. If anyone is joining us online, please use the raise your hand feature to notify staff that you would like to speak. To keep our meeting running smoothly, I'd like to remind everyone of a few expectations and important rules from our procedural bylaw. Please do not speak aloud or address council or staff unless you've been recognized by the chair. All comments must remain respectful. Profanity, offensive language, or insulting expressions directed towards council, staff, or any person are not permitted. We ask that no one resists the rules of council or ignore the chair's direction regarding procedure. Please remain seated and refrain from creating noise or disturbances while council is discussing a matter or a vote is underway. Disorderly conduct that disrupts the speaker, the assembly, council, staff, or the public is not acceptable. Interruptions, shutouts, or created disturbances while another person has the floor is not allowed. If necessary, the chair does have the authority to remove any member of the public from the meeting for improper conduct. We appreciate your cooperation and your courtesy. These guidelines help us to ensure that everyone feels heard, respected, and safe as we work towards tonight's agenda. Please note that tonight's meeting is to be received public comments on the agenda items only. If you would like to provide comments on other items not listed on tonight's agenda, please complete a complaint form. We're back in the corner. Available at the back information table or available online as well. Comments received during tonight's meeting will form part of the staff review and will be considered by council as part of the decision-making process. At this time, we invite residents to share their thoughts and opinions with council regarding community and priorities for the 2026 budget. We value your input and appreciate you taking the time to participate. Please remember that each speaker has 3 minutes, and we will ask that all comments remain on topic and are delivered in a respectful manner. I now invite the first speaker to come forward. Please state your name, your organization, if applicable, and these will be recorded in the public minutes. Ms. Cole.
Rick Cole, Grafton resident, long time, 23 years resident of Volmer, Caldwin, and loving it. I have followed this township closely since I moved here. I have attended, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds of meetings, attended all budget meetings, haven't missed any in the past 11, 12, 13 years. So addressing the budget, being able to provide comments, I hope I can keep my heart rate down because it just went up crazy last time. Being able to provide comments on the 2026 budget is impossible because no budget has been presented for scrutiny. One item that is being presented is the donations and grants portion of the budget. I have a comment regarding the disqualification of a $2,000 donation request from Haldeman Courts. The request was disqualified, not by a decision of council, but based on it being a religious organization. 43 years ago, three churches in Grafton of the greater community of Olmec Haldeman got together, did the fundraising and planning for an affordable housing solution for seniors that needed to downsize to allow them to remain in their community, close to friends, family, and familiar surroundings. To this day, there's been a long wait list to get into one of the units at Haldeman Courts. Alderman Courts is an independent, not-for-profit corporation that is managed by a board of directors, and at no time has an application been denied because of a religious affiliation. It is 100% based on need. The need for affordable housing in our community for seniors to downsize is real. Alderman Courts addresses that need, but it's not enough. If this council cannot see its way clear to supporting a mere $2,000 grant for a facility that provides an affordable home for seniors in our community, for what I am certain is a valid reason, then I question, well, we couldn't see it, which then I question why any growth is being considered in this township. One other item for budget that definitely affects a community. It affects the community of Grafton, and that is the excessively expensive expansion proposal that is being looked at for the Grafton water system that is going to be put on the backs of the Grafton water users, existing and future, for future development, which hasn't even been vetted out what our growth needs are. And the county has vetted our put our growth needs through to 2051 at only an increase of 1,400 residents. So we aren't going to double. Grafton might double, but it's only got less than 1,000 residents in it. The hamlet. We only have hamlets in our township. We aren't big enough to have villages or anything else. So my question to you, Mayor Logal, as CAO and with the utmost respect, as CAO and head of the corporation of the Township of Alma-Caldeman, do you believe that the responsibility to the residents and taxpayers of this township to ensure that our local government is open, transparent, and accountable to its citizens through financial reports that are understandable and fully fleshed out with options? Do you believe that is being fulfilled? Thank you.
Chris Williams, Caledon again. I've noticed that since we didn't have a treasurer, the reports, I'm going back to it, are hard to follow, especially for budgeting. If you could put something out about what the capital projects are for 2026 and where you want to fund that from, and why aren't we putting money into reserves and forward thinking? They're just questions that I don't understand why we don't. I have a real issue, and I'm always on my soapbox about it, but we are a lower tier rural municipality. We only bring in X amount in taxation. Our salary and benefits are over $4 million. And you're giving yourselves another cost of increase, cost of living. Again, every year you give yourself more and more money. At what point you're taking more and more money from us? We're not getting the raises, but you keep giving yourself COLA increases, COLA. And if you didn't use, you're only using 1.8 this year. So next year, oh, we didn't use it all. So we'll bring it forward. I've never heard of this. If you didn't use it, it's done. No, you go back. That's why you gave yourself such a great COLA increase last year. There should be none. It should be a freeze. Like, that's just my one thing about the budget. I don't understand why salaries are so high. And I would just appreciate if the reporting of the financials was much more user-friendly, and we know what the capital projects are that you're looking for next year. Thank you.
Worship, members of the council, my name is Ruth Corsi. I can't emphasize enough, which is why I stood up again, what's already been said. Quite frankly, how dare you ask us for feedback on a budget that we can't look at?
Just to clarify, we're not discussing the budget. We are discussing how you would like to spend the money that comes in. And by that, I mean, are you saying you would like to spend more money on roads or more money on parks or more money on whatever? That's what we're hoping to hear tonight.
Well, we can't really give you that answer if we don't know what we've spent in the past and if we're in a negative situation or if we're like, doing good. It's kind of important to see the previous.
You do what you want anyway.
Oh, the options are.
An important word. Excuse me. We have a gentleman here. If you would like to come up, ma'am, you're more than welcome to offer, but we have someone here to vote.
Thank you, Mayor Logal, members of council. I was actually going to mention the same thing. Again, additional information to educate a lot of us. A lot of people don't understand the inner workings of municipalities. Fortunately for me, you know, I have that background, but some 2025, you know, year-to-date actuals, the 2025 budget simplified with that information available, a list of the capital projects, even over, say, the last 3 years, that would help us have an understanding of where we're at. And also looking at long-term capital projects that are, you know, what I'll call on the books, that we know are coming up in the near future, so we understand what those impacts are. My other comment is with respect to the timing of budget. I honestly don't understand why we're so early in the budgeting stage, and it's December, with January 1st starting. A lot of municipalities, what they're doing is in the summertime, say in July or August, staff are providing council with an update on where we're at in the budget. They'll identify known, at that time at least, challenges that will be coming forward. So this, the council can provide some direction to staff to say, okay, we're looking for target budget increases of X percentage, as an example. That way, staff can go out, prepare their budget, have a general understanding of where they're at, bring these forward in the fall, have it available for the public to comment on. Come December, you're approving the budget. That way, staff, come January 1st, are off and running. They can finalize their work plans. They can get tenders out for large purchases, for RFPs. That gives them an advantage from a purchasing perspective, because if you're doing RFPs in June or July, you need the equipment in June or July, you're out of luck. It also will impact the cost, because you're now the low man on the totem pole. A lot of companies will just throw a number out because they don't care, because they've got enough business as it is, and the number will be high. And that's, unfortunately, the reality. So from a timing perspective, it would be an advantage to the municipality to be having this dialogue in, you know, the summertime or the fall, and be in a position in December that their budget's approved. Because we're now looking at, you know, March, probably February, March, before a budget's approved. That's really cutting into staff's ability to implement their work plans. So thank you.
Thank you.
I'm back. Hey, Mr. Child, you want to know how you can spend next year's money? Now, one of your staff lives in Uxbridge. We are paying him, supplying him with a vehicle to drive back and forth. And one of your council said that we're 1% liable, you're 100%, or 1% guilty, you're 100% liable. Now, as long as that truck is outside of the township, the individual is still covered under workman's compensation and all the other liabilities. Plus, I figure it's costing us, the taxpayers, about $26,000 a year. And that is giving them 3 weeks vacation. Now, that money could be used for Fenella Hall, Vernonville, Centerton, any place. We shouldn't be paying somebody that doesn't, they have the right to live wherever they want, but we shouldn't be paying them to drive them back and forth to work. General Motors employees don't get paid to go to Oshawa, so why should we be paying somebody here? If you want the job, it's part of the problem. You transport yourself. Thank you.
Is there anybody else that would like to make a question or a comment?
Yeah, Sherry Gibson. And I really came tonight to listen and hear what the community had to say. But as I'm hearing this same vein of passion for community centers, we've got settlement areas that we're trying to promote. But I think, you know, I'm not going to repeat what's already said, except to say that I am disappointed that this conversation didn't happen at the beginning of council's term rather than at the end of it.
Please come forward.
Hi, apologies. I'm late, so I'm not sure if this has already been covered. If it has, we're talking about budget right now.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, pardon me, your name?
Dorothy Nerona, proud resident of just outside the up here, actually, on the Golden, but the forest. I'm not seeing any like financial stuff.
Maybe we bled you in the wrong direction. We're looking for priorities that the members of the public would like us to go after.
So, and not like, I don't know, a nice way of saying this, it's like December. And I've taught accounting and I've budgeted for my household. I'm thinking having a conversation, a fulsome conversation about this, we should have something in terms of past and what has happened, what has been a priority, not profit, loss, because that's not the situation here. We're not a business. And we shouldn't be a business. We're providing a service. But how much have those services cost and what have trends been? I would think we'd have that at our disposal. So I think it would be a lot more meaningful conversation. Is it on our website?
No. Yep.
Okay. I'd say Houston had a problem a little bit.
Yeah. So are there any more questions about the budget? And if there's not, we'll open it up so that people can ask either question, either regarding the Pinella Hall.